Channel 5 tonight, they'll be talking about debt. Many have been struggling in the programme, particularly in recent years. Eddie the Eagle Edwards, he had his own problems with debt. In 1992, he was declared bankrupt. He's taken part in tonight's programme. I've been speaking to him earlier and asked him how becoming famous had transformed his money situation.
Before Calgary, I was a plasterer earning £5,000, £6,000, £7,000 a year. And then all of a sudden, becoming Eddie the Eagle, it leapt to like £10,000 an hour to open a hotel or a shopping centre or things like that. And, you know, all the money was going into a trust fund, and the trusts were there to look after the money for me. But unfortunately, circumstances prevailed, and I ended up 3 or 4 years later having to go into bankruptcy. And it was a very, very difficult time, but not a lot of my fault. It was the fault of the trustees and how they managed the trust fund and things like that. But it was a very difficult time.
Did you ever calculate how much you'd earned during your heyday?
No, not really. My manager sort of worked it out. He thought it was sort of in the region of 600, maybe 700,000. But then you've got to pay, manager's commissions, agent's commissions, VAT, expenses, and all that kind of thing. So, you know, the gross was around 600,000, 700,000, 800,000.
It's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money in those days.
So how did you spend it?
Well, it was going into a trust, so I wasn't. So I don't know what the trustees were doing with the money and how they were looking after it. And that was all part and parcel of the court case that I ended up taking, you know, because of the bankruptcy. So, but the bankruptcy itself was very, very difficult in that, I couldn't get a mortgage, couldn't get a loan or anything like that. So it was a very, very difficult time. But I overcame it after about 6, 7, 8 years, and now I'm fine.
Well, how did you overcome it?
It was quite difficult. I was very lucky to get one of the major high street banks who still allowed me to have a checkbook and check card, which normally as a bankrupt you're not allowed to have. But because of the nature of my work, I was still travelling all over the world, and without a checkbook or a check card, it meant me having to carry loads and loads of cash. And obviously that wasn't practical. So it was very, very difficult. And of course, you know, you couldn't get any cards. You can get credit. You can get a credit card. You couldn't get a loan or a mortgage for a house. I couldn't buy a house for many, many years. So very difficult.
And you had your bankruptcy splashed all over the front pages as well.
That's right. Back then, there was a bit more of a stigma to it, and the embarrassment, and it was on the national papers. It was front page news and all that kind of thing, and it was embarrassing, and people. I was thinking, oh my God, people are going to think I can't look after my money, and I'm a failure at that.
Did you feel embarrassed?
I did, very embarrassed at the time. But nowadays, there's not such the stigmatism to it, there's not quite the stigma, and people think, oh yeah, well, never mind, and they just sort of get up, brush themselves down and carry on. And I mean, I know some people that have been bankrupt 2, 3, 4 times. I guess it's just sometimes the nature of the business they're in.
I've heard some people say before that actually the worst thing about it is the build-up to it. Once it happens, at least it's a line drawn and that's it.
That's right. I think for a lot of people, if they're in a lot of debt, bankruptcy could be, a saviour for them. It means that they're not going to get the bailiffs at their door and the companies, the credit card companies and the banks ringing them every day.
Were people chasing you?
No, they weren't, because it was all done via the trust. So they were really going towards the trust, not me. So that was quite good in that I didn't have phone calls, people, demanding money, every 5 minutes, which I think is the case nowadays, which I think can be very, very intimidating and very threatening and a very, very difficult time for somebody who's going through it.
And at that time, Eddie, that you couldn't get a mortgage, where did you live?
Well, luckily enough, I had a flat in Bedford. I was living in Bedford at the time. And the flat that I had wasn't part of the bankruptcy agreement, and because it was owned by somebody else, and I was living there paying a minuscule rent, so that helped tremendously in that all my money wasn't going off to pay high rents, just like they are nowadays, really.
It must have wound you up though when you thought back about it, and you had. You that time in your life where you could earn big money and somehow it all disappeared.
That's right, you know, because, you know, I was doing the right things. I was putting the money into a trust and looking after it and saving it for a rainy day. And because the trust was dealt with so badly, you know, it was all gone. And I thought, gosh, this is my, you know, this was my ticket for the future. I could have been, you know, financially secure.
You had splashed out in some stuff for yourself, though. You bought yourself a Rolex, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I was thinking about it, but I never did in the end because it was rather a lot of money. And I thought, no, I can't warrant spending £22,000 on a Rolex. I didn't buy anything, actually.
Right. Shows you what the headlines in the papers are like then. The headline, yeah. I knew I'd made it when I bought a Rolex.
That wasn't you. No, that wasn't me.
Well, it was you. It's what they suggested you'd done, and you hadn't.
Oh, I see.
So what are you doing with life now then?
Well, I'm still doing Eddie Deagle work. I do a lot of TV and radio work, a lot of after dinner speaking and motivational talks, talking about my life as Britain's first ever ski jumper, which takes me all over the world, really. And then when I'm not busy doing that, I'm on a builder and plasterer. So I'm building a house in the village where I live. I lead a sort of a relatively normal life, and I've got two little girls, and it's great.
Well, listen, all the very best, and thank you for talking to us. Thank you.
No, probably. Thank you.
That's Eddie, the Plasterer Eagle.